This morning I'm going to bring a short message. And when I say a short message, I mean that. This will probably be the shortest message that I preach this year. So you can return the favour by trying really hard to concentrate. I'm going to bring a message on a subject that is always relevant, but perhaps especially relevant at the moment. We've just lived through two floods, one of which was of epic proportions. And 12 weeks later, the effects of that flood are still being felt. For example, we still don't have working lights in this building. Whenever we go down to the CBD or drive around certain neighbourhoods, we see the damage. We know that hundreds of people remain homeless, and many who have returned to their homes are living in less than ideal conditions. We know that for thousands of people, life continues to be disrupted. Their children are attending different schools, their business had to close, their work schedule is much more complicated, or perhaps they've got extended family and friends living in their home. But many people in our community are dealing with trauma. They're suffering with anxiety and depression, and that's very understandable. And then there is COVID. It hasn't gone away. And over the last few weeks, it's impacted our congregation. Today, some of our brothers and sisters are at home sick with COVID, or they're recovering from COVID. Thankfully, no one in our church family has become seriously ill and required hospitalisation. But nevertheless, it's not a great experience. No one likes to be sick. Aside from the physical symptoms, it's very discouraging when you can't do the things that you want to do. That's what I struggle with the most when I get sick. You know, not being able to do those things that I want to do, that I would normally do, I find that very disheartening and very frustrating. And then there is the weather. We've probably only had 3 days of sunshine in the last month. It's raining right now as I speak to you. The sky is perpetually grey and the ground is perpetually wet. I don't know about you, but for me there is almost a feeling of elation when I wake up and the sun is shining and the sky is blue. It's an awesome feeling. We are living through a difficult season. And this is not to mention other situations that some of us are facing. Challenges with our health, problems at work, financial hardships, relationships that are complicated and perhaps even strained, little children that won't sleep or won't behave. Life is not easy. And what we need is patience. And that's what I'm going to talk about this morning in a message I've entitled Good News for Gloomy Days. We're going to look at a very familiar text of scripture this morning, James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Please follow along as I read those verses now. James chapter 1, beginning reading at verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Before we get to the text, I want to give you a definition of patience. I found this in one of the Greek dictionaries that I use in my study, Thayer's Greek English Lexicon to be precise, and I think it's very good. Patience is the characteristic of a person who is not swerved from his deliberate purpose and his loyalty to faith and piety by even the greatest trials and sufferings. And I'll read that again. Patience is the characteristic of a person who is not swerved from his deliberate purpose and his loyalty to faith and piety by even the greatest trials and sufferings. To put it perhaps a bit more simply, patience is not giving up. Patience is doing the right thing, even though doing the right thing is difficult. It's synonymous with endurance. And patience is not giving in to temptation, not giving up and not giving in. You know this, that when life is difficult, we are tempted in all sorts of ways. We're tempted towards anger and bitterness. We can allow our heart to be filled with resentment, and we can nurture that resentment and feed it. We're tempted towards sinful pleasure. Life is hard, we're not having much fun, and so we're tempted to find some relief, some enjoyment in that which God forbids. Things like sexual immorality, or the excessive use of alcohol, or gambling, or whatever it might be. When life is difficult, we're tempted to abandon our responsibilities. When life is difficult, we're tempted towards self-pity and self-centeredness. And patience is resisting those temptations. Patience is having self-control. Patience is remaining under the law of Christ, remaining under the law of love. It's what we might describe as long obedience or faithfulness. And it's really hard to develop this virtue. It's really hard to be patient. But patience is a virtue. Get it if you can. Rarely in a woman, never in a man. And that's about right. Now, the message today is not going to be an in-depth study of this subject. I preached a sermon on patience in April of 2020 during the lockdown. And in that sermon, I went into more detail. I would recommend it to you if you're interested in going a bit deeper. You can find it easily enough on our church's YouTube channel. This morning I'm going to make two observations about patience from our text here in James chapter 1. And they're good news. They're encouraging. I hope these observations will give you a lift if that's what you need. And so let's look at our text. In verse 2, James says one of those things that we're supposed to agree with. He says one of those things that we're supposed to affirm and try to do. And yet it's one of those exhortations in Scripture that if we're honest, we struggle with. We struggle with both the concept and its application. Now, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Well, thanks, James. That's wonderful. You want me to consider all of the trials that I am dealing with as reason to be joyful? You want me to look at all of these hard things in my life, the pressure, the things that frustrate me, the disruptions, the things that cause me pain, and see them as an occasion for joy? Really? Well, yes, that's exactly what James is saying. And to be honest, part of us, or at least part of me, says, you've got to be kidding. Can't I just be miserable? I kind of like being miserable. Just ask my wife or one of my siblings. What we're told to do here in verse 2 does sound a bit unreasonable. Even a bit masochistic, like we're supposed to enjoy pain. And it would be unreasonable if James didn't go on to say what he does in verses 3 and 4. He tells us why we can count it all joy when we find ourselves in the midst of various kinds of trials. And this brings us to observation number 1. The trying of our faith is what produces patience. The trying of our faith is what produces patience. Verse 3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Now, why is this good news? Why is this uplifting? Because it means that something good is happening when life is hard. It means that our struggling and our suffering is not without purpose. Now, this is certainly true for me, and maybe it is for you, that one of the most discouraging and demoralizing thoughts is the idea that the hard things that I am going through are pointless. Have you felt that before? that sense of pointlessness, that sense of futility. You think to yourself, this is really hard, and it's all for what? Why am I persisting? If this thought takes hold in our mind and in our heart, it's crushing and soul-destroying. But here the Holy Spirit tells us that there is a point, there is a purpose in our trials. We might not know the reason why the trouble has come into our life. We might not know the reason why we're having to deal with difficult circumstances, and we might never know the reason why, but we do know this. God is doing something good, at least one good thing. He is using those difficult circumstances. He is using our experience of pressure or pain or frustration to produce patience in our lives. But patience is like physical strength. If you want to get stronger, if you want to build your muscles and be able to lift heavier weights, then you have to use those muscles. It involves effort and sweat and pain, repetition after repetition, set after set, session after session, day after day. There's no other way. Even if you cheat and use substances like anabolic steroids, you still have to do the work in the gym. We only become patient as we're put in situations where patience is required, where we have to use those patience muscles. To put it less colloquially, in the words of one author, patience is a virtue that grows under trial and testing. Now, I would never claim to be a patient person, but I can testify to the truth of what the Bible says here, and you probably can too. I could ask many of you to stand behind this pulpit and share your testimony in this regard. I know that I am a more patient person than I was 15 years ago. Now, that's not saying much, but it's true. And I can look back on my life and see that the Lord used seasons of difficulty to make me that little bit more patient. And by His grace, I persevered, I didn't give up and I didn't give in, and that made me that little bit more able to endure the next season of difficulty. Where once I would have let my frustration get the better of me, where once I would have responded sinfully, I was able to have self-control. Now, I've got a long way to go in this area. But I'll be honest with you. Without this work of grace in my life, if I hadn't experienced what this verse talks about, the trying of my faith working patience, then I wouldn't be in the ministry today. Because you can't be a pastor without patience. And without growing in patience. And of course, all praise and thanks go to the Lord. So that's the first piece of good news for us when life is difficult, when it's hard to live faithfully. But be encouraged, my brothers and sisters. There is a purpose. God is doing something good. The trying of our faith is producing patience, and patience is a treasure. Patience is a priceless virtue. But it gets better. And this is observation number two. Patience will make you the person you want to be. Patience will make you the person you want to be. Now, lest you think I've embraced the prosperity gospel or some version of the word of faith heresy, look at verse 4, and especially the end of the verse. Isn't this the kind of person we all want to be? The verse says, "But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." This is what I want to be. Perfect. I mean, that is mature. And entire. That is complete, lacking nothing. Now, this is a reference to a person's character, to being a mature Christian. And a mature Christian is one who is full of the fruit of the Spirit, like Jesus. A mature Christian is one who is not lacking in any of the virtues that we read about in the Bible, and this is the perfecting work of patience. This is what it does. Now you might be thinking, well, how? How does patience produce maturity? How does patience operate in my life such that I become a person of character, full of the fruit of the Spirit? Well, let's go back to our definition. Patience is the characteristic of a person who is not swerved from his deliberate purpose and his loyalty to faith and piety by even the greatest trials and sufferings. Patience is staying on course when it's tough to do that. Patience is staying where we ought to be in the midst of difficult circumstances. It is remaining loyal to our faith. It is persevering in the things that Christ has called us to, those things that constitute our walk with Him. And those things are the means by which God transforms us. To put it really simply, patience is sticking at it, and when we stick at it, God changes us. When we persevere in walking in the Spirit, that is, walking by His rule, taking hold of His grace, if we continue to do that, even when life is tough, when we don't feel like it, He will produce His beautiful fruit. Patience will do its perfect work. But to get really practical for a moment, when life is difficult, when we're struggling with our kids or our job, when we're feeling the pressure of multiple responsibilities, when things aren't going the way we'd like them to go, that's when we might not feel like reading the Bible. That's when we're tempted to choose some amusing distraction instead of praying. When we're tired and cranky, that's when we don't feel like going to church to receive God's word and have fellowship with our brothers and sisters. And these are the occasions when we need to be patient and continue practicing our faith. These are the occasions when we need to persevere in drawing near to God. And if we do, if we stick at it, we keep ourselves in that place, in that posture where God works in our lives and transforms us inwardly and outwardly. And this is why I think James says, let patience have her perfect work. It's to emphasize the point that this is not something in which we're passive. You know, but by God's grace, with His help, we have to take a hold of ourselves and make an effort. We have to decide every day, sometimes every hour, not to give up and not to give in, but to keep going, to keep on being faithful to Jesus, knowing full well that He is always faithful to us. And as we do that, patience will do its perfecting work. As I said earlier, this is not an easy time for many of us. And maybe you're at home watching this on YouTube and you're really struggling. You're frustrated. You're anxious. You feel like giving up. Maybe you're wondering if there's any point, any purpose in what you're going through. If this is so, let me remind you that Jesus loves you. He shed His precious blood to make you His own. And God is your Father. And He is sovereign over all things. And no matter how you might be feeling today, He is doing something good. There is a purpose in whatever hard things you are going through. It's the trying of your faith that will make you patient. And I am sure that that's what you want to be. And if you stick at it, patience will do its good work in you. And that is good news. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.